Hi there, Year 11s. This is Mrs. Shirley again, and I'm just going to come back and talk at you a little bit about some of the context behind the poems that we are studying in literature. Today I'm going to talk about three of the poems from our Power and Conflict cluster that all relate to the theme of nature. We'll be talking about The Prelude, Exposure, and Storm on the Island. And what's we're going to get into is understanding and the depiction of nature at the time based on the context in which each was written. We'll start chronologically with The Prelude, the earliest of those three poems. The Prelude is a large collection of poems rather than just one poem. In our cluster, we just have the one single part of it. And the Prelude as a whole, written by Wordsworth, had a subtitle that was Growth of a Poet's Mind. Now, that's really important to understand because for Wordsworth, the Prelude was all about an explanation of who he was as a man and how he developed. And when we look at Stealing the Boat, the extract that we have from Prelude, the development of him as a man is really important because it is affected in a large way by nature, which is part of that romantic worldview. So the Romantics, they didn't write a bunch of lovey-dovey stuff. It's not that kind of romance. Rather, the Romantic poets were writing usually focused upon nature because they were reacting to developments in industry and urbanization at the time, which they didn't agree with. Some common features in romantic poetry include a vision of nature that's something powerful and mystical and almost godlike, very strong use of emotions and feelings, and there's a constant looking back to the past and nostalgic memories, especially memories of childhood and very innocent memories. Also, the Romantics were very interested in what makes a person themselves and reflecting upon who you are and how you became that through looking to back to the past and through looking at their childhood and those moments of innocence when they were younger that made them who they are as adults. Now, in Stealing the Boat, it's kind of obvious that there is a bit of a lesson being learned and that the younger Wordsworth was maybe a bit naive to what he was doing. The basic summary of the poem, if you understand the title that he's stealing the boat, Wordsworth is describing himself when he was younger, going out one evening, taking a boat, and going into a lake just to observe nature. Now, the poem starts off very peacefully and calm, and that's very important to recognize. It's very common in romantic poems that nature is an area of peace and serenity and calm. Now, on the flip side to that, nature is also, like we said, powerful and mystical and godlike. And we see that in the poem in the way that it teaches Wordsworth a lesson. And that goes along with the title we were talking about, The Growth of a Poet's Mind. With all this in mind, nature is very important to this poem because it's one of the ways in which Wordsworth grows. The power of nature is not menacing or frightening, but rather it's something that teaches him a lesson about something wrong that he did as a youth, in this case, stealing a boat. And if we're interpreting the poem as a lesson, one way in which you can see that is through the meter that Wordsworth uses. At the start of the poem, there is a lot of enjambment that runs from line to line, but that creates this long, flowing sense, this very calm meter to the poem that is uninterrupted, just like you might imagine slipping into a lake on a calm night. However, as the poem grows on and as he begins to witness the huge peak that uprears its head towards him and frightens him with this grim shape, you notice there's a lot more punctuation used. There's a lot more commas, semicolons, dashes, and the enjambment becomes a little bit frantic along with the meter. So, as we were talking about the Romantics taking the view that nature is a teacher and a mystical power, in this case, we see nature actually affecting the poet in the meter, where we go from this calm serenity to this choppy roughness later in the poem. You can even think about the meter as reflecting the state of the water. At the start, there's this peace that he experiences, but as it goes on, it becomes more rough as he's frantically paddling to get out of it. So, in light of a romantic understanding of nature, you might see Wordsworth as recounting an innocent mistake he did, learning his lesson, and we can see that when he states that the image moved through his mind by day and was a trouble to his dreams at the very end of the poem, showing that he has learned some kind of lesson in a very vague and mystical sense from nature, in line with what a lot of romantics thought of nature as being capable to do.